Sierra Now here. This is Jesse Steele. Today is December 20th. That's right. The lovely Amy Smith's birthday should be celebrated around the world if it isn't already. So, what is the biggest news over the weekend? Well, yes, that is correct, Jesse. Bishop, California, has a regional airport. That's right. You can fly from San Francisco, LA. You can fly to Denver. You can fly from Denver. And Denver is a huge international airport. So what does this mean, ladies and gentlemen? This means if you want to go to London, you can fly from Bishop to Denver, jump on one of them double-decker airplanes they got over there, they do. That was my best Dick Van Dyke. Fly to London. You'd probably have a couple of stops because that's kind of far. My point being, we don't have a Walmart. We don't have a Kmart. We can't do anything here, but now we can get on a plane 10 minutes from our house and fly anywhere in the world. That is something those of us in the Eastern Sierra, we've just never had. We have to plan for things like that. You're driving to Vegas if you plan on flying somewhere far. You're driving to Reno, LAX, Burbank. Now, you can fly there, baby. That's right. Regional airport. This is very exciting. It happened on Sunday. Mammoth Lakes Tourism and Inyo County and the airport and a bunch of other people put together a VIP event, which yours truly was invited to, thank you, to show up and watch the first plane land. Had a toast. A few big wigs gave a couple of speeches. And guess who was there to film it? That's right. Oh, I already told you. My bad. Me. So, here is some of the audio that we got from the event, starting with Jeff Griffiths, Inyo County Supervisor. And it moves over to Mark McLarty, who is the Airport Director for the Pacific Southwest Region of the FAA. Seems like a pretty good guy. I would have liked to meet him. And in things up with Mammoth Lakes Tourism Executive Director, John Erdy. So here you go. Listen to this. This is pretty exciting stuff.
It started with something called the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments. And there was one person from City of Bishop, Karen Schwartz, who I think is here. There was someone from Mono County, Stacy Corliss was here. And there's someone from the town of Mammoth Lakes, John Wentworth, and myself. And we started talking about this idea, and we decided to have a summit on the county line at Rock Creek Lake on ice skates 8 years ago about this time. And it seemed crazy that we could actually get everybody together and pull this off, but it worked. And so I believe that building the commercial air service here is something that has the potential to be transformative to our entire economy and the quality of life that we have here as residents of the Eastern Sierra. This truly is a regional airport, and it's going to have the benefit for all of us. So our next speaker is Mark McLarty, and Eric Clark already thanked him for his leadership. And his leadership truly was tremendous. Like, he saw the vision from very early on and helped us all bring it together to bring this to reality. But more importantly, he brought us the money from the federal government in order to make this happen. So let's give him a big round of applause, everybody. Thank you.
There's a saying that if you build a mile of highway, you can drive a mile. You build a mile of runway, you can access anywhere in the world. We had the runway here. It was clear to me that we could get this airport to meet the needs of the Eastern Sierra region for pennies on the dollar, because you got most of the facilities here. So it was a very, very smart business decision for the federal government. And as a result, you have access to the world. You have the ability to bring in more markets. You have the ability to do whatever your imagination and your vision chooses to do in the future. We hear on the news all the division. That's not America. This is America. This is America right here. Everybody getting together. Strong vision. Imagination. Perseverance. We got the job done. So I want to say thanks to everyone here. Please join me in a toast to new beginnings for the Eastern Sierra region. Thank you.
And we are really excited about the future of air service here in the Eastern Sierra. So we want to thank everybody for coming out. We do have great local deals out there for folks to fly, not only out of Bishop, but also out of Mammoth. So if you go to our website at visitmammoth.com/fly, we'll be working with Inyo County to get those up down here as well. If you go to visitmammoth.com/fly local, that'll give you the information for Advanced Airlines' MMH local code. It's about 20% off on the off routes. And then we'll also be able to get you codes for United Airlines to fly basically anywhere in the world. So if you want to fly out of Bishop to Paris, you can take 10% off your entire route. So thank you so much for coming out here. We really appreciate it. This has been a labor of love for a lot of us. And we really, really thank everyone for coming out. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thanks for that, guys. And thanks for putting that event on. Emily Bryant, you're the best. ESN super fan right there. She hooked us up with the VIP pass. You'll recognize her voice as well from our next segment, which is the Mammoth Lakes Tourism 5 in 5. Emily?
Welcome to the 5 in 5, a weekly report on the latest in tourism news. 1. Mother Nature turned on the snow this week, and Mammoth Lakes tourism staff was out capturing the action. With up to 6 feet now being reported at Mammoth Mountain, and more snow on the way, we are set up for a great holiday season. To sign up to receive our snow messaging and images newsletter, email Laura Kaler at lkaylor@visitmammoth.com. 2. Mammoth Lakes Tourism is hosting a celebration of the first commercial flights into Bishop on December 19th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Bishop Airport. These flights are the culmination of years of dedication from our partners to bring more consistent and reliable air service to the Eastern Sierra and move us towards the goal of expanding flight offerings in the future to benefit business owners, guests, and locals. For more information on flying to and from Mammoth Lakes, go to visitmammoth.com/flying. 3. Mammoth Lakes Tourism Director of International, Michael Vanderhurst, was recently interviewed by Ireland's Travel Trade Network about Mammoth Lakes as a great year-round destination. The piece was published on ITTN's website as well as distributed in its newsletter. 4. In partnership with MMSA, Mammoth Lakes Tourism worked with the LA Times on a story this week that included the new flight routes via United and Advanced Airlines. The website receives more than 10 million unique monthly visitors, and you can read the story online at LA Times. 5. Looking for the perfect last-minute gift for the upcoming holiday season? The Mammoth Card allows those who love Mammoth Lakes to treat themselves to their favorite restaurants, shops, and accommodations around town. The Mammoth Card is available for purchase through the Yifty eGift Card website and can be redeemed at local Mammoth Lakes businesses that opt into the community program. For more information, please contact Rebecca at rdavison@visitmammoth.com. Having questions or looking for further information? Contact Laura Kaler at lkaylor@visitmammoth.com.
Mammoth Lakes.
Thanks for that, Emily. Keep those up. Those are great. And keep doing all the amazing work that you guys are doing up there in Mammoth. Another big thing came out a couple days ago. California is now requiring masking in all indoor public spaces as of December 15th. That's right. So it's not just county or city ordinances anymore. It is California. Anywhere in the state, if you go indoors, you have to put a mask on. That's how it goes. With case rates increasing 47% since Thanksgiving, the California Department of Public Health will require universal masking to increase protection to individuals, families, and communities during the holidays. The California Department of Public Health continues to monitor COVID-19 data in order to protect the health and well-being of all Californians. Since Thanksgiving, the statewide 7-day average case rate has increased by almost half, 47%, and hospitalizations have increased by 14%. In response to the increase in cases and hospitalizations and to slow the spread of both Delta and the highly transmissible Omicron variant, CDPH has issued updated guidance to curb the spread of COVID-19 and its variants. Beginning December 15th, the CDPH will require masks to be worn in all indoor public settings, irrespective of vaccine status, through January 15th, 2022, at which point California will make further recommendations as needed in response to the pandemic. Additionally, CDPH updated requirements for attending mega events like concerts and sporting events. Prior to attending an event, attendees will now require either proof of vaccination, a negative antigen COVID-19 test within 1 day of the event, or a negative PCR test within 2 days of the event. CDPH also issued a new travel advisory effective immediately to recommend that all travelers arriving in California test for COVID-19 within 3 to 5 days after arrival, regardless of their vaccination status. Our collective actions can save lives this holiday season. We are already seeing a higher level of transmission this winter, and it is important to act now to prevent overwhelming our busy hospitals so we can provide quality health care to all Californians. All Californians should get vaccinated and receive their booster. Getting your whole family up to date on vaccination is the most important action you can take to get through the pandemic and to protect yourselves from serious impacts from the virus and its variants. Testing and masking remain important tools in slowing the spread, said Dr. Tomas J. Aragon, CDPH director and state public health officer. There is a lot more on this, and you can find this article at easternsiernow.com, where you can see all of the stats and figures for the state of California and why this decision came to pass. Okay, before we go any further, I'd like to point out that subscribing to our news through email, we have 592 subscribers as of today. That's amazing, since we only started like 3 months ago. I'm very happy with this. Let's get it over 600, guys. So if you're listening to this and if you've not subscribed to our email list, it's such an easy way to go. Every time I post a story, you get notified in your email. It's that easy. Then you're not going to miss anything. You know when stuff happens. It's that simple. Or you just ignore it and say, oh, Jesse again. You know, just like most of my family does around Christmas. So, you know, we haven't talked about in a while, and I think it's really important, seeing as it is her birthday today. Amy Smith, happy birthday again. High Point Solar. Amy's company, High Point Solar, which you can visit at highpoint-solar.com, is the only choice for electric in your home in the new year. I mean, if you think about it, let's just break this down real quick. You get, let's say you're a DWP like I am. You get a bill every 2 months. That bill is probably pretty high, and DWP is the cheap one, you know. But the fact is, we have heaters going. We have everything. Even if you have, like, say, a kerosene heater, which I do, it runs on electricity as well. So you are using electricity and kerosene to heat your home. The only way that you wouldn't be doing that is if you have a wood stove. But then you got to chop wood. You've got to get wood. It's nasty. It's everywhere. Now, I personally love wood stoves. I love the smell. I love the look. Everything about it, fantastic. But it's a lot more work. And this time of year, but then imagine when it gets warm again. Now you're using a swamp cooler if you live in Bishop or our area. AC, even more so. You're using electricity. Let me get back to the point here. If you have solar panels on your roof, you're creating your own electricity. You're not paying for it. So yeah, for a few years, you're going to be paying for the panels because it's basically, let's not kid anybody, it's like buying a car, you know, but a decent mid-size economical car. We're not talking a, you know, Lamborghini here, but you will be paying this off for a couple of years. But when those couple of years are done, you no longer are paying utility bills if you did this right. What do I mean by that? You can get an electric water heater. You can get electric heaters in your home. There is actually these things called, and I'm not sponsored by them, but I just think they're rad, Mr. Cool's ductless heater and air conditioning. And then it's all electric. It either heats to what you want it to or cools to what you want it to. It's all an AC unit. It's not run like a swamp cooler. I'm not going to teach you how swamp coolers work here. Point being, you put those in your home in each of your rooms, and then you have solar running that. You don't have electric bills. You don't have bills. You don't have heating bills. You don't have cooling bills. You don't have hot water bills at that point. You get an electric stove. You no longer need propane. So you get rid of those altogether. Then you go out after that and you buy yourself an electric car. You're not paying for gas anymore because your house is charging your car. I mean, it blows my mind. And see, I'm not there yet because I it's all about the saving up and getting together. So I understand that's the hard part. But if you have the ability to, There is no reason not to get solar panels. And there's nobody better than High Point Solar. I've asked around. That's why I go with them on my sponsorship here, and that is who I'm working towards putting solar panels on my roof. They're cheapest. They get you the best stuff. They have connections to all the companies, so they can find you the best stuff for the cheapest at that time. Because just like every industry, they go up and they go down. Solar panels might cost this today and that tomorrow. They can find the cheapest and the best because they're not stuck through one company. Everybody else around here, they use one company. So they have to go with the people they are with. That means you're paying whatever that company wants you to pay. You're not free. High Point Solar, there's no leash. They find the best for you. They do the best job. They're honest. They answer the phone. That's another big deal I've seen talking to people about solar lately. You can call 5 or 6 companies. They won't even answer the phone. You won't hear from them for months if you ever do. And then when you do, cost is twice what you expect it to be. You go to Amy, High Point Solar. She answers the phone every time. And if she missed it, she's calling you right back within the day at the latest. And then it's half the price. Every time. I've not seen one person that has said otherwise. So trust me on that. The other best thing, and you've heard me say before, High Point Solar. If you mention that you heard it on Eastern Sierra Now, you're going to get $250 off your purchase in the end. That's a couple of solar panels. I mean, that's depending on the price at the time of the year. At least one for free because you said, oh, I heard it from that Jesse, right? So Eastern Sierra Now, High Point Solar, highpoint-solar.com is where you need to go and make that happen. If you're a phone kind of person, 760-937-5849. You're asking for Amy, and you're saying Jesse sent you. Get on that. Not only is it going to help your bill, it's going to help the world. Let's be honest. We need to do better as humans. What else we got going in the news? That's enough preaching. It is not preaching. That is something I absolutely believe in. Woo! Operation Santa. Let's talk about that. Tuesday, December 21st. By Jove, that's tomorrow. Starting at 5:30 p.m., Santa Claus will visit the Bishop area during Operation Santa. But he won't be in his sleigh or with his reindeer. Instead, the Bishop police officers, Inyo County Sheriff's deputies, and Bishop firefighters will escort Santa through the streets of Bishop for a quick tour of our communities and spread holiday cheer before he returns to the North Pole. It's pretty nice of Santa to do that, but he knows all the best kids live around here anyway, so that's why he's coming down to just let them know, hey, you're totally getting what you want for Christmas, buddy. 2021 Operation Santa Map. There is a map you can download from EasternSierraNow.com or if you go to the Bishop Police Department Facebook page. If Santa isn't visiting your neighborhood this season, you look at the map and he's not coming through there, feel free to stop along the route and just wave as Santa goes by. You can pull up in your car, turn on the Christmas music and the heater and get yourself a hot cocoa, Looney Bean, something like that. It'd be a great call. Or head on down to Big Pine and go to Brood Awakening. That's my advice. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of maps that will show where Santa will be cruising around. So go to EasternSierraNow.com to find all that information out. Ho, ho, ho. There's been a few missing people lately in California, and some tips were leading them to our area, possibly. So go ahead, check over to Eastern Sierra Now, scroll through our news feed, and see if you've seen any of these people. Some of them are just kids. Samantha Tomlinson, Jonah Howland. I believe there's one more on another page here. Anyway, head over to Eastern Sierra Now. Check these out because maybe you've seen these people and you can help them get returned back to their families for the holidays. There's a supervisor's agenda coming up for tomorrow, December 21st. You can head over to Eastern Sierra Now and get the agenda for that and the Zoom link. And it looks like that might be everything, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, don't forget. It looks like starting about the middle of Wednesday and going through December 26th is going to be very heavy snow. Probably more like rain down here in Bishop, but we want the snow up in Mammoth. So that is great news. We'll be looking to the Mammoth brand to get us a local snow report and tell us what's going on. And another thing I've never actually thrown out there. If you've got a GoPro or even your phone and you're out there boarding or hitting the slopes, you know, skiing, that kind of thing, take some video of yourself going and send it to me at info@easternsierranow.com. We can take WeTransfer, Google Doc, anything like that. Send it to us. We'll put it up. Give me your name, what you want, put it on, post it on there. You can even give a message and say, you know, hey, sweetheart, look, it's me, snowboarding, blah, blah, blah. I'll post it for you. That'll be awesome. So if you got anything like that, or even if it's just driving around in town and it's snowing, like you've seen I've been posting for a while, send it over. I will love to throw a message out there for you, put that on there, and give you the credit. So again, info@easternsierranow.com. Last but not least, we want to welcome Officer Jimenez to the Bishop Police Department. The Bishop Police Department is proud to announce that on December 16th, Carla Jimenez graduated from the Golden West Community College Regional Justice Training Center, that is the Basic Police Academy. Please welcome Officer Jimenez to the Bishop Police Department. Officer Jimenez will be formally sworn in after the holiday and begin serving the community. In addition to Chief Standridge, City Council Member Jose Garcia, Sergeant Brian Hohenstein, and Dispatcher Olivia Hartshorn were on hand to congratulate her on this accomplishment. There is a really nice picture of Officer Jimenez standing with Jose Garcia and Chief Standridge on easternsierranow.com. So go check it out and welcome her to the community and thank her for her service. That's going to do it for us, guys. Have a good one today, and I hope all is well in your chaotic planning for Christmas time. Because mine's going crazy. Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele. Bye-bye.